The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Gillis, and today, as usual, joined by fiancé Maureen.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me. Your teeth in or out?
They're out.
Teeth are out right now, so we'll get some good clear speak from you.
Just my natural God-given teeth.
There, so nice. Remember I told you about the guy, God bless him, the guy in my primary school who sort of talked a bit like that, and we were doing our 11 plus. And they're like, has everyone make sure you've got your pencils and rubbers and whatnot before you start here? And then started, and about 20 minutes into it, he goes, excuse me, I don't have a pencil.
And 20 minutes later, took him that long to realise.
Deep into it, because I was finished not that long after, because I'd done 7,000 practice tests.
Had you actually?
So at that point, I just sailed through the actual 11 plus.
Where'd you get your 11 plus?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch, so
I got it in about 25 minutes. I was done.
Easy, man.
See you later. You know, what do you want me to do? Multiply 48 by 3 or something? I'd probably fail.
Could you do it now?
No.
No, me neither.
That's what we'll do. We'll come back after this intro and we'll do some standard 11 plus questions, will we? Okay. I just made that segment up. That wasn't pre-prepared or nothing.
Like, everything here had nothing is pre-prepared.
I mean, I did think of it because I'm a genius. Okay, intro. The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, bitch. That is... I will not be able to fucking... Do you know when they talk to people like, how did you write like Teenage Kicks? And they go, fuck, I don't know. Hey, I just fucking wrote it down. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, how'd you write such and such? I don't know. I just wrote it and it was the whole thing was done in no time. I don't know if I could ever replicate making an intro that good.
When did you make it? Actually, right enough. What did you do before that intro? Nothing?
Well, it had a different name. It was called the Colin Gillis Show Podcast. But I felt like the General Banter Podcast fell more in with the General Banter movement. You know?
And the general banter of the podcast?
The general banter that we talk about. I'll tell you another thing. Sweet beats in the background. Speaking of general banter, get your fucking tickets for the live General Banter Podcast that's happening at the Limelight. Some people may think, what's the point in going to the live one when you do it every week? It ain't the same. It's not going to be the same. Me and Mickey are going to do stand-up for the first half and then we're going to break and then we're going to do it. A live podcast that will be recorded, but also you will not get the full benefit of it unless you're there, because we're going to do original content. There will be videos put in there. There will be little segments that are dead fun. Do you know? You're really not going to want to miss it.
It's like a variety show.
It's like a podcast variety
show.
It just hasn't happened before. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be different gravy.
And there's like, if people haven't seen you and Mickey do anything like, sort of not just stand up but like something live together like that where you're just chatting, or if you've never been in the same room as you together, there's a little bit of magic that happens when you and Mickey start talking.
No, well, it's called, you know, don't let the other one get the last word in.
True. Who can be funnier than the other person?
If me and Mickey were like in a relationship and we were like,
are you not in a relationship?
And we're not having sex in each other or nothing. Yeah,
we're not having sex.
We're not mixing up our fluids.
Kissing. Well, right.
I actually feel sick. You send me kissing Mickey. But anyway, yeah, if God forbid we're on the phone, like, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up. You know, wait, that's what it's like. No, you hang up first, apart from it's dick jokes. And it goes on and on and on.
Also, you do this thing where you actually don't even notice if anyone else is watching you anymore. You just try to make each other laugh. Even on stage, you do that, and I know you're doing it. You will say things knowing that maybe you are the only other person that will laugh. Like, Mickey will say things because he knows you'll find it hilarious, and you'll do the same to him.
Oh, yeah.
Going, Mickey will love this line.
Absolutely.
So it's quite actually.
It's going to be very, very fucking funny. We're going to do a one-off t-shirt for it. Okay? Dead All Mafia t-shirt.
Meow.
Which you will be able to buy and wear there.
Wear there?
Wear there. Anyway, that's on the 27th of April. Tickets are on Ticketmaster, funnily enough. Get your ticket, take a Snapchat of it, take an Instagram story of it, send it to me. You know? I might bring a pile of fucking stickers and set them on the seat at the gig. Everyone have stickers. I'm so signed. Dead on Mafia. Hashtag Dead on Mafia. Other things that are happening tomorrow night, the 4th of April, Lavery's Comedy Club plays host to...
host.
Plays host to... It's kind of a double header with Shane Todd and Chris Kent.
Strong lineup.
I mean, if you take into consideration, if you went to see... Say you wanted to go see me, Shane... Chris Kent separately. It would cost you about £75, and it's £6 in the Lavery's Comedy Club on a Wednesday. You've seen Shane Todd before. Everyone knows and loves him. Chris Kent is up, you know, once in a while. He lives in London now, I think, so he plays here when he's over. If anyone was actually at the last gig in Queen's Comedy Club ever, he did support for Jason Byrne. So he's goddamn hilarious.
He'll also be going to the Fringe soon.
He goes to the Fringe every bastard in year.
If you've been to the Fringe, you will see his face everywhere.
Yeah, he sells out, flat out. He's lethal. He's from Cork. He has a funny wee accent, but he's like one of... He might be one of the best storytellers I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah. He just has this way of telling stories that are so unbelievably funny.
He can meander through a story and you're kind of sucked in because it's so charming. And with his little lilty voice... And then you just get slapped up the bake with some punchlines that you weren't even didn't even see coming. Like he has a line, and this isn't going to come across funny now because I'm saying it. But he used to go like, "Me mom shouts up the stairs, Chris." He goes, "Christopher." He goes, "Cause that's my real name. Chris is just something the lads made up." Me and Mickey near fucking exploded, but we still say that to this day. Yeah.
Chris is something the lads made up.
Yeah, very fucking funny. But he's a genius, like. And he's playing Wednesday night. I'm emceeing. I'm a bit worried because your parents are going.
Yeah, a few of my family are going.
It's like reverse psychology. I get worried that they get worried that it'll affect my performance that they're there.
They could give less than a flip, like, so.
Well, we'll see, because I'll be saying a lot of flips.
Oh, ow.
Oh, probably deaf after that, sorry. Yeah. And that's about it. There will be new t-shirts available very soon. By the time you hear this, they'll be online. Available now in small for all you Majettes. French for dwarf. But you forget, when you're doing it yourself and it comes to ordering t-shirts and it's... What?
Just look at me. It's, you're like looking away.
I know, I put my mic in a fucked up angle. So it's like whenever...
Would you stop that? I'm sorry. You're so loud.
I'll turn our levels down for fuck's sake. There is something called Levelator you're supposed to put your podcast through, but I ain't got time for this shit.
What are those kind of professional people would
it
do?
It takes out all the peaks saying? In your thing and makes it a more uniform noise. But hey, what am I? Aphex twin? What the fuck is that bird? That's a hawk of some sort. Have you ever seen a leopard seal?
No.
Jesus what, Christ.
Flying in the sky?
Yeah, attached to a pigeon, no? You haven't seen that? No. I heard a lot of people talk about this, and then I googled it the other day, and I was like, I thought a leopard seal was like, oh, it's like a seal. It's like a regular seal.
You leopard seal or leprosy?
Leopard seal.
Okay.
What's the new name?
Apparently you can't say leprosy anymore. You have to say Hans disease.
Hans disease, which as in my sister, your fucking hands fall off.
Yeah, which my sister, who does biomedical science, was like, it's Hans disease. We're like, Hans, and you went, no, like H-A-N.
I pray to Jesus that this is the last week that this podcast is recorded in this room. Have you shut that door, Maureen, and you've shut out the internet?
Oh, hold on.
Country living, shut the door, and the internet can't get through, even though it's not physical. Apparently it is physical. It's more like a cloud, like a wafting scent. You know, like in The Simpsons, like you would visualize a smell in a cartoon.
Yeah.
Is this...
You might hear the coffee
is this
being cleaned right now.
Broken. Right, what a pain in the stink that is. Search. Search.
Can you hear the coffee machine? Is it really loud? Should I turn off?
Nah, fuck it. It adds character to the thing. Now, why is my internet not working? Anyway, for the purpose of the people listening, Google leopard seal. It's fucking terrifying. Where do you see their face? It doesn't. You know the way seals kind of look like a Labrador, but it's in the sea?
Yeah.
Where do you see this satanic bastard? It's all like, you know...
Evil?
It's,
is it evil?
It's like sleek and silver. It's, look at that. Look at this fucking thing. It's like, it's just teeth. Look at that, bro. Would you, I would be less.
Oh my god.
That's like a fucking dinosaur.
That literally looks like a dinosaur. Like, what do you call those ones? I don't know. It looks like a dinosaur, but I don't know which one, but yeah.
Like, if there were sharks in the water, I would be, come on, bro.
Oh my god. It's kind of like a demon turtle without a shell.
That's yes.
What it looks like.
That's kind of what it is like. There was a photo, they have actually used this in a movie. Happy Feet. I haven't seen Happy Feet. So there you go. That, like, the bodies in Happy Feet must be leopard seals.
Well,
look at it. Know what they look like?
Jesus Christ.
They've got no, like, nostrils. So they've just got holes in their face. So they look like...
Maybe that's where, like, Voldemort was designed after.
I mean, most animals in movies and shit like that do come... Or, like, monsters in movies come from... Look at the fucking size of it, too. Oh, no.
Sorry.
I swear... If
some stuff in the sea, literally, you can't... believe.
If there was a pile of them or a pile of sharks, I'd nearly take the pile of sharks. Because you know that they're like...
Pile of sharks.
They're like clever, probably.
Someone told me once, when you know that ocean program was on, like David Attenborough and stuff? Whatever it was called.
Davy Adders.
And they just sort of went, I can't watch it because I feel so uncomfortable knowing that all this stuff is just swimming around in a big ocean that you never knew existed. You know what I mean? You know the really scary stuff?
Yeah.
And she was just like... Just knowing that that's all just there, swimming around, that you've no idea it's there.
The sea...
It's too terrifying to think about. And I was like, oh, that is
the sea
true.
Scares the fuck out of me. But it's weird, though, because, you know, sometimes if I sat here and, like, thought about going in the sea and all the things in it, I would freak out. But then there's been times, like, remember the time we were in Bundoran, there was all the big waves and the nice sea and all? And I was like, I was almost, like, just wanted to get in the water. I was like, fuck, what's in the water? Like, I just feel like I want to get in the water.
I mean, it's like, I think if you think about it too much, you'll not do it. Because you'll think about, oh, there might be a jellyfish, or there might be this, or there might be something.
Then you realise it's Ireland, and what might hit you around the foot is, like, a tampon.
Why would you say that?
Because the place is a shithole. Do you know, like, you know, there's no animals, you know what I mean? I remember going to... Where was it? I know where it was. It was Lockshore in, like, Jordanstown. It was just fucking Joe Bag Central.
Right, well, that's not like the sea. That's not like west coast of Ireland sea. Like,
no, this is Belfast Lock with
so that's
with
not
literally
the same.
A pipe coming out of someone's house into the sea.
Yeah. You can hear toilets flushing into it, like.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that's not what I would consider, like.
But how scary is a leopard seal?
That's very scary, actually, yeah.
Fuck me. I'm trying... There was one photo that I was looking for, and I just... That one. What the fuck? Did a dog fall into the sea one day, and they're like, oh, well, we lost our doggy in the sea, and then a shark raped it, and then it had a baby. And
that's what it looked like. That's exactly
what it looks like. Fuck. My shins are sweaty just looking at that. Anyway, how do we get on leopard seal? Because I was gonna chat about something else. Anyway,
who knows how your mind
if
works.
We're talking about the general banter that we normally talk, last week we didn't do much as such. We just kind of were tidying up our bits, doing a bit of shopping. Did we briefly mention the minor car crash last week? I think we might have. I think we did, with a guy reversed into the car and then was like, did I hit you?
Yeah.
If you don't know, right, did I hit you? I wonder how often he does that, where he goes, did I hit you? And someone goes, no. And he goes, fuck, I can never tell the difference between air and metal.
I think if I hadn't have been in the car, he would have been away, like, for sure.
For sure. He hurt his car more than ours.
Probably. Also, last weekend. for main news?
Yeah, our main news is we went shot. Well, the day we actually went to them, I absolutely cleaned up in Primark, didn't I? We took the girls shopping, and I left with every motherfucking thing. And then we went to Belfast. Did we go Belfast shopping? Try and go Belfast shopping too?
Yeah, we went.
Which was basically me trying not to buy trainers for fucking 2 hours.
Friday.
What did we have to do in that? We had to pick up some stuff. Picked up the Blender t-shirts. Anyway, we were just killing time because at the weekend we went to Carlingford for our joint Stag and Hen.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Which I think, you know, I don't know why I feel like if it was just dudes, I don't know if it would have been as mad as that.
Really? Really?
I don't think it would.
No. Why?
I don't know. I just feel like when everyone's there, because I remember Begley when we were in Tesco's drink shopping, and he went, either. Basically, I was trying to say to him, like, I'm trying to think more in the moment rather than go, like, what state am I going to be in if we decide to stay Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
What fucking shape I'm going to be in? And he's like, aye, because there are quite a few heavy drinkers going. And I was like, yeah, correct. Thank fuck Aaron wasn't there. Do you know? It would have been amazing, actually, if Aaron was there. But, like, it was just fucking messy. So we went to Carlingford, and the first night we essentially just had a house party, didn't we?
Yeah, we went out for dinner. Well, dinner, you just go out for food and, like, had a little drinks and stuff. And then we went back and just had a ridiculous party.
I had a surf and turf, which is amazing. I've never had fresh prawns like that. Weird thing to say about your stag hen weekend, but like,
I mean, it's the place for seafood, like,
Jesus
so.
Christ, you know, you're used to, like, you buy a prawn, it's already pink, which means it's already been cooked, whereas this thing's obviously just been peeled and had its arsehole ripped out and then cooked. And it's, you know, that people are like, oh, prawns are kind of like squishy and rubbery. Not when they're fresh, they're like so soft and meaty.
I like the little action you just did there to demonstrate how you eat a wee prawn. That's cute.
It is cute.
It was cute. That's very nice.
So,
yeah, the fish was unreal.
We had that. What did you get? Cogujons. We had a very civilized start to the thing. Then Mickey arrived, and then we really started hammering some pints. Then we went back to the house where there was any fucks amount of liters of Jameson and vodka and everything. But we basically just.
And Lucy, my sister, obviously decorated that. She's so good at this.
Shout out to Lucy, because they were like, yeah, let's go and see the house. Obviously, they were nipping off to dress it a bit. You know what?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you just go ahead. That never crossed my mind. No, I didn't think about that either.
I was literally like, well, why don't we just drink up and go back? Because they're probably fucking drinking.
And I kept ringing
anyway.
Them. Because not to be like, where are you? But more just to go like, oh, we might order food now. Like, are we going to wait for you for food or whatever? And they're probably like, Maureen, please stop ringing right now.
Yeah, just get your fucking dinner and shut up.
Yeah. So Lucy had all these amazing decorations. Like, I mean, she is the queen of decorations.
Do we get that sign that says, let's party, bitches? Did we bring that with?
Oh, yeah, she has all of those. She made a really good point. She goes, I thought instead of buying really shitty ones, you know, you just put up and you kind of rip down and they get wrecked and, you know, they're a bit crappy. She goes, I just thought I'll get really, really good ones. And she goes, then you can just use, you know, you can keep them then. Because we're literally, like, our wedding is going to be a party. So she got all these amazing, like, not just, like, shitty bunting. Like, it was the most amazing, like,
shitty
quality.
Shitty bunting.
Like, different metals and different, oh, my God, the stuff was class, like.
It was class.
And she made like a cocktail list with like our, was it?
They basically, what was it? The
Cosmopolitan,
which was basically just whiskey with ginger ale and lime.
And a mojito. And it was class. Like,
it was amazing. But it was just fucking so much fun because it was just a house party.
Begley bought one of the speakers, the big ones from his like band and stuff.
Yeah, a big monitor. So we're blasting tunes, and then we even had like the Mr. or Mrs. thing. We're answering questions, and then we got like.
But of course, with our friend group, it was so extra. Like, Begley dressed up in a full
only,
glitter jacket.
Like, there's a clip, and I probably have the clip somewhere, but it's like, everyone's shouting, Begley, da 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 da, Begley. And I'm like, only at someone else's, only Begley could have us people all chanting his name at someone else's, like, fucking stag hen party. I was like, he's a genius at showbiz. But I was...
And we did the theme, because obviously, you know, like, a lot of hen parties are all, like, silly t-shirts, whatever. So our theme was, if you've watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which you should, we did a Beat Bogs thing. So we all had white t-shirts on and we had to be like marked every time we had a drink.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was got ridiculous.
Now, by the time I had about 10 stripes on my t-shirt, I was cutting it off with scissors. So I don't remember. I mean, there was so much, so many things and I barely remember. Like, you know, we got fake married. We got, well, apparently that was real marriage because, you know, Thornday is apparently ordained.
Yeah, by, so we may already be married.
Union online, so, you know, we're married. Congrats, Maureen.
Thank you.
I'll make you a ring later. I have tissues.
Thank you.
Where's my ring?
You don't get one.
I can't wait to go back and get my ring and give them all evils because I tried to cancel it. And then they were like, no, it's fine.
To have your ridiculously expensive ring.
I know.
Good. Imagine you with a ring that expensive. Like, it is quite funny.
But a ring that is that expensive but looks like I found it. In the dirt. Yeah.
In fact, you've paid more to scuff it up, you know?
Yeah, that's nice and shiny. Can I pay you extra money to hit that with a bit of sandpaper?
Yeah. Can you absolutely tarnish this for me? Thank you.
Leave this outside for a month for me, thank you. But hopefully it's cool. It's a thicker ring, you know? It's longer like that.
That'd be cool.
Do you like it? Lego Dior! We're going to have to get those. Like,
well, I can't imagine you with a wee D&D ring on. Like, it suits some guys, but for you, it just wouldn't suit.
No, this is weird. For it to fit more in with me, for you to, it's almost for it to blend in, for you not to notice it, it actually has to be way bigger and fatter.
Yeah.
Because if I put on a wee gold shiny one, then it looks like a pretty piece of jewellery that looks fully out of place on my body. Do you know? It has to be like darker and longer and scuffed up. Trust me, I tried them on. I was in the shot. None of them fitted.
Oh, yeah. But you know, you were a full nightmare, like so.
It wasn't a full nightmare.
You're so picky.
Well, it's just, there's being picky and then there's being like, not. I don't like any of this.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you always describe your little mole hands, like your little tiny seamstress hands. But actually, there was no rings to fit you, so.
Well, everyone's slagged me for having small hands, like I'm Donald Trump for ages.
No, you don't have small hands. You just have, like, delicate fingertips.
Yeah, I mean, like,
A lot of men have big, like, lumpy,
if you
like,
if you cover the end of my hands, it just looks like a regular hand. You know, the palm's big, I think. It's pretty big. But then the fingers do taper down into a point.
They're just nice. You've got nice nails, that's why. A lot of men just have big, ugly, squishy nails. Big, squishy hands, but
wee tiny hands. Wee Trump hands get us. You know, but literally nothing in the shop fitted me, so I felt a bit more like a man at that point.
Okay, when you're picking out jeweler.
Good for me. Anyway, we may well be actually married then, but what a haze that was, because we were steamboats.
Yeah.
Fucking blitzed. The headache I had the next day was almost, had to be required medical intervention. But then you just get cracked in the beers again, you're off to the races.
There's such a wonderful thing, though, when you stay in a house with all your friends, and we kind of just, like, lay in for a bit, like, we were so knackered, and then you just hear all this laughter downstairs at, like, 11 a.m. or something, or 10 a.m. or something.
I honestly...
And everyone is just...
I've sat around with, like, groups of comedians and groups of whatever before. That was fucking hilarious. If a fucking comedy expert... Like in that documentary, I forget which one it is, where they like count the hit rate of a performance. Like a headliner needs a certain amount of hit rate. The fucking laughs were just like someone had, it was more frequent than you'd hear in like Big Bang Theory. Ha 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 ha. Like people were just fucking hilarious. Mickey was ridiculous. I'm sure I was pretty funny for once or twice lines.
Aaron did FaceTimed us.
I mean, talk about made me feel like your thunder was stolen. We were like, yeah, we're on the piss in the daytime. Then Aaron FaceTimes and it was 5 a.m. from LA and he's out of his fucking box.
I don't think I've ever seen him so blocked in my life.
Did you film any of that on your phone?
I think I might have filmed something.
See if you can find just there. But like, he's literally like, oh, fuck, sorry, I'm blocked. And then we're like, what are we at tonight? And it was as if he was going, oh, sure, just went to fucking, you know, fucking Bogan's in Oma. But he said, like you would say that, like, oh, just down to Bogan's tonight. Only he went, oh, sure, was there nipping right in Hollywood, sir, because he's in fucking LA. And then there was a girl in his house, like the shared fucking creative space house that he lives in. Was like trying to give him hints, like, Aaron, here's some water if you'd like to go to bed. Not in a sexual way, but she was literally like,
Yeah,
can you fucking go, shut the fuck up and go to bed? And he's like, hey, good woman, fucking fuck you. Like, because he can say whatever he wants. And people, they just have no idea, you know? One of them's called Ocean.
True.
Sister of Quinoa. Play that clip.
I don't know what's on this clip, actually.
Roll at the front of the mic.
What was that fucking band you went to see the other week? It was like a fucking emo band.
I cut that out. We can't listen to that shit all night. But like, it was like us thinking we're mad cunts drinking in the daytime, and then fucking Aaron gets on the phone and he's blasted.
It was so, that was really funny, actually. It was actually so nice because then he was like drunk with us. So we felt like part of a little drunk team.
Oh my God. What a shit show. So then the next day, what did we do?
I don't see what time that was.
Woke up late.
That was at 12:30 in the day.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That was the Saturday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Aye, so we just hung about, had a few more tins. It started to ramp up again. We're just like, right, it's about time we went for fucking dinner again. And then we went on in. Oh, fuck. Had some dinner and then just stayed in the pub. But it was class, wasn't it? Like,
it was great. And like, we just started, there was actually like, I think there was like a hurling or something match on.
Yeah,
and all these people were watching it and we just started dancing. Like, we just sort of got up and went,
Thornty started dancing.
Thornty danced. We got up.
Was Thornty escorted home a bit earlier than everyone else?
Oh my God, he got so drunk. Out of his mind.
There's one Snapchat where I turned the thing around really quickly and he caught on that he was doing it after, but there's a split second where he's like just staring into the abyss, like, what's happening? And then he's like, oh, I'm back in the... But he started dancing, then everyone else started dancing. And then Mickey, you're talking about like a newly single guy who was a fucking just dirtbird before. He was, ever since I've known him, he's a dirty man slut. But,
yeah.
But he's literally just like, what was he say? Like, the place is filled with fucking Hindus, basically. What are you doing? The place is filled with fucking Hindus. And the amount of people, you know what I mean? Like, even, there's people there that would be, you know, we'd always see an Arby local fucking pub down here. They were chatting shit. There was mates of Dave Elliott were there, like a bunch of fucking bodybuilders. They were just talking to, like, so many people, so many groups of fucking people. And then this girl came over and she was like, oh, I'm in a Hindu and blah. And she was blocked, but she was very pleasant. And then Mickey goes, I'm trying to talk politely to this woman, and then Mickey's like, are you on a fucking Hindu? And she goes, I am. And he goes, yeah, I'm single. And she goes, no, I don't think any of them are single. And then she goes, oh, hold on a minute. And then I think her name, I don't know what the fuck, like Kathy or something, I want to say. I was like, oh, I think Kathy's single. And he goes, which one's she? She goes, oh, the one over there, and points over to like a group of like 12 women. And then he goes, call her name out. And this fucking drunk girl goes, Kathy. And this other girl turns around and Mickey just goes, hey, I'll loot. I don't know if anything happened, probably not, but it was just very funny to see how quickly he operates. Mickey just has, he's such a cheeky wee monkey. And do you know what I mean? It's not,
That's a nice way of putting it.
It's not, just swap places with me and him, right? Imagine, so he's like, you know, Hindi? Which one of these is single? Shout her name. Everyone's like, he's a fucking hilarious. If I was like, he's in a Hindu? Which one is your single? That one, shout her name. That'll do. Like,
oh yeah, if you did it,
people would be like, can someone phone the guards?
Yeah, you'd be kicked out for sure.
I did actually see a giant fat man being kicked out, but he looked dodgy, you know what I mean? The cunt looked, he was pointing at the wee tiny bouncer as if to be like, are you sure you want to throw me out here? Because I'll burn your car out the next day. Just thought, you know those big fat sort of culty men that are like connected? Just had that look about him.
The place was packed.
You know, like, he's got a bit of money about him. We don't know how, though. Dodgy cunt. Place is packed. The music was, I mean, in any other setting, the worst music of all time. But in that setting, perfect, because it was so silly. But there were a lot of nice people that knew who I was and knew who you were from the podcast and everything, and buying cocktails and shit, you know? Real nice people.
Yeah, that's right, actually, yeah.
You know?
Some real nice cocktails, too, you know?
Yeah, that one that had a fucking drink in it.
Or she had a bottle. Wee Hendrix bottle, like a mini Hendrix bottle that was stuck into
it. I don't like gin, but whatever that pink, pink shit it was floating in was fucking...
It was amazing.
Delicious. So, I mean, nothing real crazy to report other than we had a great time.
We just had a real good time with everyone, yeah.
We had a great time.
And everyone seemed to think when we were down there, because it was obviously loads of hens, and like everyone's dressed up as a bride, whatever, and I just had this big, like, ridiculously colourful hairband with like pom-poms on it, just like normal clothes, but we're all quite colourful anyway, like, and like everyone's like, oh, you're the bride? I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, and you're all together, like the guys and girls, and everyone's like, what a great, like everyone's sort of going, oh, that's actually, that's a really good way to do it, like,
but
why
how
would
much
you not
creep do? Behavior did you see? I actually saw a girl.
The guy dressed up as the cowboy. Oof. He's definitely on a list somewhere.
But I don't know, but I just remember there was a girl, like, she might have been a bride or something, but she was, like, dancing with this guy, and then it looked like, you know, she was almost, like, sad, and then they were dancing real close, and it was almost like he was being like, oh, sure, don't worry. I don't know, I was just like, oh, fuck.
Imagine how weird you looked, obviously, watching them.
I was trying to get in the three-way kiss.
Were you?
You know? I don't understand that. I never understand the three-way of anything. Oh, let's have a threesome. Nah, let's buck two people separately. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, yeah.
Don't pour your dessert on your main. I don't know what the fuck that means. Anyway, speaking of threesomes, the old Paddy Jackson and them boys got acquitted.
They did.
Sorry, let's just put a full stop on that. We had a wonderful time. Thank you to Lucy and Begley for organising.
And everyone.
And everyone for attending. We had a great time. Great. Thank you. Now, them boys got acquitted.
Yeah, they did.
How do you feel about that, Maureen? Because there was protests there on Thursday, was it? Last Thursday?
I don't know what day that was, actually. Yeah, something like that.
I think it was Thursday in Belfast and across the country. People on hashtag I believe her. I mean, I don't know what that means. Hashtag I believe her. I don't know what that means.
It's more of like a show of solidarity for women. It might it's not necessarily saying her. It just means her. You know, plural.
Like, I'm on the side of women always in this case?
Not always. Just means a bit more awareness of the fact that sort of women are treated fairly badly in these kind of cases. They're, you know, they're on trial, as in basically going, there's no proof this happened, so it's going to be very hard to prove this. Basically, you know, it's you're sort of on the wrong side of things before you even start. So it's just, I think it's just an awareness of, like, the fact it's very hard to win a rape trial.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You know, if you're a woman who's been raped or whatever, any sort of assault. It's
so
very
it's hard to prove
hard
it, because, yeah, I suppose.
To prove, therefore, you know, you're kind of put through this ridiculous sort of thing of a trial, and then, you know, it's quite hard to deal with doing all that, going through it all, and it's, the actual rate of sort of prosecution is quite small. And then, obviously, it's the whole problem that it will deter people from actually coming forward or reporting it, sort of thinking, what's the point? You cannot prove it. This is a problem. Also, it's the reason that so many people are going mad about the verdict, whether they agree or don't agree. It's because it's hard to prove anything either way, isn't it? That's a problem. Whether you're on the side of Paddy Jackson or whether you're on the side of the woman, it is actually very hard to prove definitely either. Huh. You know? So it's so confusing. And I think there's probably way too many people commenting on it, really, but...
Oh, well, everyone's fucking throwing their fucking 10p's in.
It's a pretty disgusting sort of press, you know.
But I'll tell you what, it's like, fairly fucking... It's deep under the fucking rug now.
What do you mean?
That's it over. Do you know what I mean? It's like... Acquitted. Oh. See ya!
Yeah, but I feel like this is gonna...
There was a backlash, there was a thing, and I was just like, well, forgotten about.
No, it's not. There's tons of stuff still around.
It's weird, but I just feel like, I don't know how, you know, there could be all those medical tests and fucking blood and bruising and all this here shit. And they just go like, I mean, are you only allowed to fucking sort of go through one sort of charge at a time?
What do you mean?
Like, should they go, well, it's a rape trial and they're acquitted of rape. And then you go, well, then the next step of that is like a violent sexual assault.
Well, they were charged with other things. Like, it was like, you know, indecent exposure and blah, blah, blah.
But they got off on everything?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, everything.
But that's infuriating. Because it's like, yeah. It's like, decent exposure, like the guy running in naked, no?
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is go, did you do it? No. And all your mates go, no, he didn't do it. And then someone's lying there, half raped silly, going, oh, a guy ran him, his cock out. And they go, well, unfortunately, there's no CCTV footage of this cock out.
It's highlighted a lot, the all or nothing
type thing, where it's just like, yeah. Well.
The thing is, now, I do not know anything about legal proceedings at all, but as a jury, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that something happened or didn't happen. The problem is, if you're a juror and basically, you know, you're really, you know, whatever you decide is going to have a huge effect on the people being accused of something or not, whatever. So you really have to be very sure. And the problem with cases like this is there was some evidence, but it's not the same as other types of trials where there's real solid evidence, like actual, like, physical things, photo, whatever, like CCTV, or they've seen a person do this, or, you know, if there's burglaries, murders, you know, there's a lot more types of evidence in there. So you have a way, you know, you've got so much more to your disposal to try and make your decision. This was a lot more about, like, what do you think from the stories that you've heard at each side, with the small amount, there was evidence, but it's, you know, fairly small, maybe. You know, do you know 100% that this was non-consensual or that they intended to, whatever? And if enough people go, I'm not 100% convinced, that means not guilty. That's the problem. It doesn't mean that most of them mightn't have thought, yeah, he probably did this and this could have happened and X, Y, Z could have happened. Or they didn't, you know, yeah, the WhatsApp messages are still real. They're a real thing. They're not saying none of those things existed or didn't count. But it's that it wasn't enough, obviously, for people to sort of go, yeah, they're 100% guilty. And that's the problem. It's like you have to be 100% sure to convict someone guilty. Otherwise, any doubt whatsoever, it has to be non-guilty. But non-guilty doesn't mean it didn't happen, do you know? That's the problem. It's a very grey area, but it doesn't mean that they didn't send these WhatsApps, you know, these horrible messages.
I just
it
feel
didn't
like
mean this girl was.
I just
hired.
Feel
it
like
mean,
you know, it's almost like someone's like, right, you get one fucking dart to throw at this board here, and you're aiming for the rape bullseye, yeah. And you only get one shot.
But this is the problem. But how do you prove it? How do you prove any rape ever? You know, it's quite difficult to really.
You know,
do it.
I think in this case, it seems to me like, you know, There was a fucking line crossed where it was like it moved into like I don't want this to happen type vibe.
Yeah.
Now, if they can sort of the rape charges dropped and they're like, right, we think that these boys didn't intentionally fucking go rape this person. Some shit went down, obviously.
Yeah.
So then it's like a fucking it should go through like a filter where it's like this is the first fucking tier of it. Are we all, is there not enough of us convinced? Okay. And then you move into the second one, which may have been like, you know, like fucking rough sexual assault type thing.
But this is what all those marches are to highlight. The fact that, you know, it's very, you know, if you're going to go
feels
to
like
trial
there's
for these
she
things,
got,
it's
she
very,
had,
very
she had
harsh.
One shot, like, oh, yeah. These boys raped me. And they went, nah, I don't even think so. See ya.
Yeah, not as simple as that. But
it feels like
it was
just kind of like, it was like, okay, done.
Someone put up a chart about a thing, basically from like guilty to not guilty. And it was, you know, for things like rape where it is kind of can be hard. I'm not saying just for this one. It can be hard to get a lot of evidence or proof or whatever if it's just one person against the other. That for most outcomes, it's very, very, very hard to get a guilty. You know, it's really quite hard. It would take quite a lot. You know, you only have maybe out of 10, whatever, different options. there's only maybe the last three that actually really, you know, solidly go for a guilty verdict then. Everything else is like, not sure, there's not enough, what, you know, there's so much more that, you know, the jury has to come back with not guilty. You know, there's so many more chances for that to happen. That's the problem with it in Ireland at the minute. Like, it's really, the rates of sort of prosecution are really low, really, really low. And there's definitely a lot of assaults happening. A lot of it's not even reported at all. This is the problem. It's kind of just, once again, it's more of like, it's like the Me Too thing. It's kind of like, people were really annoyed about this because it highlighted quite a big thing. You know, because it was so in the press, so many people knew and, you know, saw the different conversations that went on, heard the evidence, whatever, maybe filtered down slightly. But for most people, it seemed quite obvious, maybe, what, you know, what should have happened. And it's just, it just highlighted a huge thing going, God, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, what if I was to be assaulted? Would there be any point in me going to the police? Because how on earth can I actually prove that I have been? Maybe your body doesn't have any big physical signs. What do you do then? Like, literally, what would you do? How do you prove it? You can't. You cannot possibly prove it. That's really tough as someone who's been assaulted. Like, you just go, oh, well, there's nothing we can do for you. Like, you know, it's like, that's the problem. That's the full problem. But as you say, like, I completely agree with you. No matter what the verdict was, you know, the word assaulted definitely had to have been included there, because there's no way those, like, you're actually like crying, you're like terrified, the types of messages she was sending, the actual physical sort of things that she got examined, they're real things that happened to her. So whether or not they did intend or whatever, they still were just not how anyone should be treated whatsoever. In any normal circumstance, that's not what goes on. So to me, it's just, it was something out of like a normal sort of sexual encounter that someone should have. And she was very distressed. And it was just then, it was like, oh, well, no, they're not guilty. So they didn't do it. They did.
I don't know, but I bet you there's some serious fucking sit down lectures at Ulster Rugby now.
Yeah.
You know, sit down. Here's a 4-hour fucking chat.
They've done nothing. They've really sort of made worse that sort of stereotype as well. Which is a shame, because there's lots of lovely, lovely Ulster rugby players. Genuine, really lovely people with super high morals, and we're probably disgusted to hear it. But it's just that, like, another label to that laddish behaviour that just doesn't seem to go away.
I wonder what the fucking, like, I don't know, it's weird. You're like, I wonder what the atmosphere in Ulster Rugby's like. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you reckon like close friends of theirs that were just like, well, you don't have to speak to me ever again? Like, and they just fucking avoid each other?
I mean, if it was someone you knew, like, how would you react? Would you not be like, well, that's, you know, a level of sort of seediness I didn't actually know they had? Like, you may have knew they're a bit of like a player or a playboy or whatever.
I think I would be... I have a good sense of bullshit, so I think I would be able to tell near enough talking to someone, like, if they were talking shit,
yeah,
or not. Do you know? That's why I don't bother lying more.
True.
You know? Some guy asked me to have a good Easter, and I spoke to him for about 6 minutes to the point where he was bored. Didn't have to say anything. Could have just went, yeah. It's like, bro, in Carlingford on a stag day, bro. You know? Just can't lie. Anyway, stop making people do shit they don't want to do. You know,
yeah.
I do comedy things. People are like, oh, go in and fucking, we've got a hidden camera, and you go in and make a dick out of that person. I hate that.
Yeah, so do I. I don't like watching the show.
I hate when people are like made fools. Like, you force a thing on someone for your own fucking pleasure or joy. I hate that. Do you know? It's like, oh, someone told me to do that once. We were filming. They're like, oh, go into Nutmeg, the fucking health shop, dressed as Bestie McDee with a fucking mic on, and talk shit to this woman. And I went in, she was lovely. She was like really helpful. And I just walked back out. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Make a dick out of her? Like, I don't like that at all.
Some people like doing that. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a comedy environment, it's so not as bad. But
yeah, I know. But it's like, even at that level, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, it's this is the problem as well. A lot of times things don't end up actually having to be, you know, it ends up in rape. It can be as simple as someone just really intimidating someone else, like a guy to a girl in like a social situation, and then they end up doing something they don't, even if it's just kisses them, and you can do it and be so intimidating and scare that person so much
I would say
it affects them forever.
I would say there's,
you know,
like a million, I've seen it happen, like when I was at uni, you know, people just like hanging around to fucking 5:45 in the morning, hoping that some girl will just be like, right, just fucking finger me and leave me alone, because it's, you know what I mean? Because it's like a war of attrition at that point.
Yeah.
Creepy fucking.
But this is the thing, like, if more people know about that, it should hopefully give a lot of girls a bit of esteem to go, actually, I don't really want to do that. And it's just having that, like, knowledge that it's okay to say that. Because I think for possibly for years and years, it probably wasn't seen as okay to say that to a guy. That would be like, why? Oh, you can't say that. You know, oh, you can't tell someone you don't want to do that. You know, you can't say that or they'll think this about you. Yeah, you definitely can say that.
Yeah.
You don't have to come across as some sort of like prudish whatever, but you can definitely...
But you can if you want.
You can if you want. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just mean, you don't have to come across as someone like, no, you don't do this. Like some robot. You just can go... It's just having that little bit of like confidence to go, I tell you what, I'm all right. I'm actually going to just leave now or something like that. Yeah. You don't have to feel intimidated that you can't leave.
Jiu-jitsu and pepper spray.
Oh,
that's what it's called. But I remember just, we were in that place. I forget the name of the cafe, but we were sitting there and there was an old man going up and had I think the guard was like foreign of some sort. And he's, all I could read was body language because it was a loud cafe, and I just seen him going, blah, 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 and he's talking to the other girl too, and this girl's like, you know, doing that like teeth smile, but not smiling with your whole face, and she's like, okay, and just poured a fucking cappuccino or something, and I was like, what's happened there is he's fucking said something like creepy old manish,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because I could just about hear him. I can't remember what he said, like, but it was something like, oh, pretty as you go. And she should have been able to just be like, fuck away off, will you? I don't want to hear your shit type thing. But she had to just grin and bear it, like, mm-hmm, okay. But she looked so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. That has happened. We've talked about this before. That has happened to women for generations.
Generations and generations.
You literally have to, like, grin and bear it. Like, which is... I think people are finally going, no, you don't, actually.
Yeah.
Because there are some women are a hell of a lot smarter and stronger than a lot of men. So, no, you don't have to, you know?
Like, I'm glad my sister is an absolute demonic ice queen. Do you know?
Yeah, I feel like in any walk of life, she doesn't let anyone
She'd fucking grab you by the mouth and just slit your throat and just walk away and clean the knife on like a fucking hanky and throw it in.
I honestly love people who are like that. I like people who can just go, no, fuck, look, my sister's so like that. Oh, she would just tell, I don't mean in like, Lucy, I don't mean this sexual. I mean like if anyone was annoying her, if there was somebody really drunk on a night out, like a stranger coming up puking her, she would go, leave me. Like, she would just be like so straight to the bone. She is just, she even says to me, she goes, when I don't care if people don't like me, because I'd rather just tell people what I, you know, what needed to be said, and it was out there and it was done with, than any sort of a like, I'm afraid I'm out, which I'm so like that. I can't say anything to anyone. I'm so afraid of offending someone. But she's just like, no, I would just tell someone they were annoying me. I would tell someone they should be doing this or that they shouldn't have done this to me or whatever. She goes, I'll just tell them. And she would. And I really admire people who are like that. And she just doesn't give it a second thought that, you know, they mightn't like her again or whatever. She just, and everyone loves her. She's literally the loveliest person you could meet. She's not like an argumentative person. Loveliest person. But she just will say whatever she needs to say. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Obviously not.
Nothing.
But that's the thing. It's not sort of natural to everyone to be like that. It's not natural to me to be like that.
I think I've developed it a bit, you know.
You're fine with it, like, which I think is why, like, one of those things, like, you need each other. Because there's certain things I'm like, oh, I can't do that, or I need to tell someone this thing or whatever. And you're always just like, well,
he didn't melt the cheese of my nachos.
I know, I'm so upset.
He's like, I was like, yo, melt the fucking cheese on this. And he's like, do you want me to make you another one?
And I was like, oh my god.
Do you want me to mash this in my stupid face and make you another one? Yes. You melt cheese on a nacho, you silly cunt. Fuck's sake. But yeah, I don't know. Just fucking say whatever you want straight away.
I think it's that thing, isn't it? Like, your life is for living and you're the only person experiencing it to yourself. So you gotta make it easy for yourself.
Nobody really minds being told something completely directly.
No, and it's very hard to do.
Fucking leching about and creeping. If you literally went, can you fuck off because you're acting very creepy? Someone would probably go, oh, well, fuck, okay. So, you know.
Most people have more sort of admiration for someone or kind of go, actually, she's really cool because she would have just told someone. You know, or she actually just went, no, leave me alone. There's actually more of a like, wow, that's really cool. She's cooler for doing that.
Yeah. And now I'm going to follow her home.
But then she knows jiu-jitsu and kills
her. Yeah, do some jiu-jitsu. Just fucking heel hook someone. See how rapey they get. Snap.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, there's a lot of things nowadays that are sort of... Not that I'm a violent person, but it's like people, you know, people forget. People don't take into account certain things because they know they're not going to get hit or they can sue or something like that. That drives me nuts, you know. People just acting a cunt online, stuff like that.
Because there's no like, there's no
threat of death. Threat. You know, there should be do you think a few hundred years ago, you would be fucking like slobbering to people that could quite obviously beat you to death. But now you can do it because you're like, get out of my bubble, sir. You don't have the right to bloody blah. You know what I mean?
Oh, evolution would have taken care of those people.
I can stand over here and act a fucking absolute antisocial cunt and just kick up a lot of shite now, and you don't have the right to touch me. See that lawless? See that someone who's like, mm-hmm. I'm above where he can't touch me type of thing? Drives me nuts. Or like some fucking online troll who can just do some shit. And be like, haha, I'm such a snakester. And you're like, no, back in the day, drowned you.
Yeah, if you were right here saying that to your face.
No one would ever say it to your face.
You would not have the two knots to do it. Like,
no one would ever say anything to your face.
No, you wouldn't. You couldn't. But that's the problem. It's faceless.
I have found a million fucking times, even with people online, they do a bit of slobbering and you go, you confront them. And then they, every fucking time, 100% strike rate, they back down.
Yeah. For sure.
Because they were like, oh, I was just kind of joking. And you're like, well, you sounded like a fucking dickhead. So how about that?
To be fair, you don't have a lot of real trolls. Some people have real trolls that are just nasty. Most people are just trying to be funny to you.
I did for a while, but they just give up. They stop after a while because a lot of them do get ignored.
Some people have actual... You know what I mean? Like, some people really get trolled. Mainly girls, actually. If you hear of any sort of like makeup-y, fashion-y, blogger-y people... They get really trolled. It's not like for you, obviously, it's in a comedy setting, so people go, you're a fucking dick. But they're saying that almost in a nice way.
Trolls,
like,
some of the biggest troll action I've had is people who are fans of mine who had not a nice experience maybe meeting me in public because it was their fault. And then they're like, oh, you're all stuck up your own arse. And you're like, well, no, you're acting like a fucking dildo.
Yeah, you screamed at me in Tesco.
Don't shout down the street at me and expect me to turn around and walk back for 100 meters to like meet you when you're drunk. Do you know what I mean? Let me roll on my back, spread my cheeks, kiss it. Kiss my anus while my nuts hit your nose. You know, for the gram. But like, nearly every fucking time, it's like, oh, you fucking bloody bloody blah, and you just go like, hi, you know, like talk me through what you just said, and they go, oh, I'm only messing, big lad. Like, what the fuck are you saying it for? Remember the guy, I put up the thing about the live podcast, and he's just copying H3H3 at this point. Hi. Oh, they did a thing. They do live podcasts now. And I was like, yeah, we did them about 6 years ago. I'll stay in this position once this guy's finished. Lick up his slobbers off my wrinkly shit starfish. Do you know what I mean? Feel the crinkles of my ane.
That's ridiculously graphic.
Hello.
Hey guys, who's not imagining an anus right now in their mind?
Feel the steam off my taint on your mustache.
Taste my dinner yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I ate a lot of protein, so it's slightly dog foodish down there. Enjoy. Anyway.
Back
to all the hot topics.
introduce yourself and tell us where you are from.
I'm Mark. I'm from White Rock.
What do you think of White Rock?
Shite.
Why do you think that?
It's just shite.
Now, we find the best video of all time. The guy sent us this.
This is really annoying because I really have to pee right now.
Piss in there.
Piss in there.
That toilet's a nightmare. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Down it. Obviously, there's been a lot of work done in there. Tiles and stuff cut. And there's so much dust has settled in the bottom. Now, we're getting the toilet replaced, so yeah. we have barely used it. But, like, so much dust from the tiles has settled in the toilet, it looks constantly like someone's left a shite in it.
Because it's all went rusty. Yeah.
Well, it's not rust, it's just clay. Just it's like clay? Whatever the tiles make. Because I was wondering as well, and then because I was like, is there a shite down there or something metal or something? But it's not. It's like clay dust.
Right.
Because I tasted it and I was like, well, it's not shit.
Tastes like the tiles when I was licking them and sticking them back on.
Licking and sticking my
tiles. Is that how you tiled or
something? Wait, do you fucking hear this, right?
What? Can I please go to the door?
Go to the toilet upstairs, I'll play this. We're playing a whole pile of silly clips. I'm not going to play too much of this video. Someone tagged me in it called Interface Diaries. And if you want to check it out yourself, we might revisit this on the live podcast. But, oh my God, was that noise? Jesus fucking wept.
Your entire life?
Do
you know any Protestants?
No.
My name's Sasha. I'm from Mashanka, and I think it's a pile of shit.
Oh my God. I mean, what they're doing is they're getting people from various sides of the community, the two sides that there are. And they're asking them like what their area is like and what their sort of run-ins with people of the opposite religion. Or, well, it's the same religion, but you know what I mean. But it's fucking brilliant. This is like 10 minutes long. I would urge you to watch it yourself. Me and Mickey have a funny thing, a wee dissection of this plan for the live podcast. But it is amazing.
How long have you lived in the Shankill?
All my life.
Do you know any Catholics?
A few.
How?
Ratten.
Ratten's powerful.
I've never rat, like...
Ratten's powerful.
My question is, what football team do you support and do you support Northern Ireland?
I'm answering Rocky's question about what football team I support and do I support Northern Ireland. Support Man United and I don't support Northern Ireland because they're shit.
Now you've got like, I mean, one thing I have to point out about this is very visual. The angle that these guys are sitting at, it's almost like the guy's like looking back over his shoulder at the camera. And as the clips go on, the guys get more and more sort of like less animated. So the first guy's like, all right, how's it going? My name's fucking Cecil, blah, blah, blah. And then about three guys later, it's like, he's been to the dentist and he's just woke up and he's like, I mean, he's sucking his hair and he's probably, I tell you what's frowned upon the community. See when you move your lips when you're talking more. See when Meg, my part of the community, see when you move your teeth, see if you separate your teeth when you're talking, you're frowned upon, get beaten. Don't you be fucking even moving your mouth, you fucking wee dick. Anyway, we're gonna retouch on this for the live podcast, I feel. Maybe do a wee remix of it, you know? Have you heard this? The yodeling kid in Walmart?
No.
This'll make your bollocks go back inside your body. That's real. That's a real type of music. I can't even do it. Can you do that?
No.
Yodeling? I mean, you know what's happened here? He's been in a room while most of his family members commit incest with that music playing in the background. And now he's just like, fucking pigs.
There's something creepy about that kind of music, though, isn't there?
Yeah, it's so old. It's like, you know, you find, it's like something from The Conjuring where they find like an old record.
Oh my God.
Blow it off, and they're like, I wonder what sort of music that used to play here when the ghost was raping.
See that song from the thing? I had to like it all over. I
lost my heart at sea. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've grown so used to just in the distance, just in the distance in a cornfield, there's a man stabbing his wife to death. And there's just a wee kid staring through the hazy air. and that's all it's playing. She's running through a wheat field, there's a guy chasing her with a big leather face. She trips and falls, and he bludgeons her to death. And then the guy grows up and hears that later in life, playing in a Walmart, shoots up a school. But the funny thing, I mean, this is like a viral video in America, but I'll tell you what the funny thing is. Sorry, there was a bit of scandal in the background there. This is in a Walmart, so like, why is the, I mean, imagine you were just walking around a fucking Asda one day, and there was just a wee kid just singing. Just standing there.
You wouldn't like it because you don't like anyone who makes everyone pay them attention for no reason or disrupts their day. So you'd be like, who's this fucking dick?
What do you mean? Do I have a problem with that?
No, but like things like where we've talked about this before, like parades and stuff, you hate when it like makes other people have to do it. Like, oh God.
No, I don't like that. But then I don't like,
you don't like yodeling?
I don't like singing with no music.
True.
And if Dave Grohl sang, it's fine because he's like, yeah, and he's just singing because he's having a good time. But I hate when people are in chat shows and they're like, yeah, that's a crazy story. Here's a crazy story. And then they sing and it's like, I'm deadly serious. Like, it's the seriousness. It's, you know, I don't like it. Drives me mad. Who's this? Jewel? On a mountain, so gay and so free. Describe Mickey Bartlett. So gay and so free. Ah! There is a young man, he's waiting there for me. She had a few drinks or what? And out on the lake, we'll drift with the tide. It's like Britney Spears had a few pints. She has 9 voices. I'm singing like this. She's going backwards but forwards. What other sorts of weird? What was the one that freaked you out? La 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 la. Why did that freak you out so much?
It's so creepy and the video so creepy. It's like,
well, I put it on so you get a sweat on.
Oh, I hate it.
Let me see what this guy. 25 minutes of yodeling. Let's see. Where's he at? What a strange type of music. Of course, internet. I mean, it's no different that, remember that with time we covered the lilting?
Yeah. I mean, it's a similar idea.
Is it just from a time when they're like, you know, maybe they were like, you know what, I can't afford a fucking instrument. And they're like, hey, sing the instrument. Now, if I'd, you know, the Walmart kid, you're like, that's weird. If I'd have seen, what would I have done if I'd have seen that? I'd have run full speed at a wall, face first, and just kill myself. With I can't deal with my shoes. My toes would have ripped through the sole of my shoes, curling up. The inside of my shoe would look like, you know, like in a movie when someone's buried alive and they're trying to get out of a coffin. That's just.
The problem with this is he's just not very good at it.
Well, he's lethal. Everyone's crying around him. It's weird.
I mean, I feel like my granny used to sing to babies like that, but in a nice way. Like, sing old little songs like that.
See, if I was in a pub and they're like, shh, 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 this guy's gonna lilt, I'd be like, well, I'm gonna burn this place down. You're making me be quiet because the guy's pretending his mouth's an accordion. Fuck, clean up. What if like the modern day, you know, like, I'll be quiet and he's going to sing an old traditional, you know, Jimi Hendrix thing with his mouth. Some kind of meow, 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 meow,
is that what beatboxing is today? Just
yeah, beatboxing is now, is lilting is now beatboxing. So it's all, here's a traditional song by Justin Bieber.
I want to hear you doing it. Go.
What's a good one? What's a good one? I don't know.
Can you beatbox, Cole?
No. Well, you know, of course. We'll leave you with this one thing. Because we didn't do questions this week, because sometimes I couldn't be fucked. Listen to this fucking absolute chaos here. I had to screenshot it. Wait a second. Hey, bro, assume you're going to touch on the Jackson Olding ruling in your next podcast, but my question for you isn't on what was decided, rather than the social media has went mental over the decision with people still not happy. Is this just down to people in today's society, or is it more than I see it as? I don't know what the fuck was that.
I think it means, do people just protest things now?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of dudes. You can almost pick up how fucking transparent it is, where it's, I'm like, you're nearly as fucking bad. You're not as bad, but you know what I mean? It's like
the white knighting thing, as you call
it's
it.
Like, it's, yeah, it's like pure transparent white knighting, where it's like, yeah, women just don't bloody blah. And you're like, I know this guy's a fucking ball bag, and he's probably only just trying to get on like team women so that someone will stroke his cock. I mean, it's an upsetting thing, but the guy protesting for like abortion rights and all outside that thing, he's in it for blurt. Why the fuck else would you give a fuck?
I mean, some people probably do care, like, but
here's how much I respect women, Maureen.
It's very transparent.
Don't stay out of your problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, I genuinely don't think anyone should post stuff if they don't actually, one, know enough about it, or two, don't actually hold that opinion, because lots of people are posting things that you're going, do you really think that, or do you not? There's some people post stuff all the time, and I go, fair enough, you're pretty vocal about your whatever opinion of this or that or the other. But some people just are doing it for the sake of it, and I don't like that.
Yeah, people just chime in because they don't want it. I mean, they literally call virtue signaling. I've heard it on Rogan's podcast and a bunch of shit. But it's like, they just have to let people know that they're dead on.
And that they know about it. Or they know about X, Y, Z, or they have an opinion.
I'm woke, bro. I'm woke as fuck. I didn't really say anything about it.
No, I would never post something like that on Facebook. And not that I don't care, I do. But I just don't see the point in trivializing it. Sometimes in a Facebook post, that means absolutely nothing. Go to a protest if you want to. But it's the, do you have to just, you know, if you post it on Facebook, does that mean
your back's covered?
Yeah. Why not donate to the cause anyway? If you want to put it on Facebook that you donated to something, some charity or something that is in line with what you believe in,
it's like
go
the fucking,
for it. But
it's like the ice bucket syndrome. How many people did that and donated nothing? Yeah. Loads, probably.
But then in the way, you know, for, suppose for something like that, it's an awareness as much as anything. So there's something to be said for trivial posting, giving an awareness to something. True.
Mm.
But I think there is just a certain aspect of Facebook and certain things where people, everything's for show, and you know that they're a piece of shit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what I don't like about
so
it.
So many people like that.
The people genuinely doing it is fine, but so many people don't care. So most of the time, I post nothing. Like, I would never post something like,
I mean, some,
controversial,
you know,
or political or
you
whatever.
Don't need to have a fully formed opinion immediately.
True.
You know, sleep on it. Says me, who will literally not read anything and then just spit a whole pile of shit. But like, some things you're just like, what the fuck am I? What, you know, if they were guilty, oh, the Daily Blend that would have come out. Jesus wept. Jesus. But I don't know. I don't know how to fucking.
I think the thing is, right? We probably sound really uneducated about this, but genuinely, it's not because I don't care to read enough about it. I did read quite a lot about it, but I think for you and me, we deal with so much social media shit that I hate listening to a lot of the same boring, whatever news all the time. I hate listening to news. It's always bad news. It's always about this. It's always about people are having everything's wrong forever. So I find myself trying to really filter out a lot of shit on Facebook or social media or even the news. Like, I don't even watch TV anymore.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever.
You can be so, like, polluted by it that you're like,
I don't think I've
don't
ever chipped it. You know, like, been invested in any sort of like argument in a fucking comment thread.
I never get. Sometimes the odd time I will actually go into the comment section of like a Belfast Telegraph something.
Because it's fucking
genuinely
hilarious.
Just to see do people actually have real opinions of things, and sometimes they do, and it can be quite surprising. And people are coming up with really good opinions, and I would rather read people's opinions than the article. Yeah. But sometimes you're going, what are these people talking
about?
People
just don't get like.
I realize people are just in their own home in their own sofa. Reading the same bit of newspaper or only reading Facebook news.
Like I put up a tweet.
This huge opinion.
I put up
something.
A tweet and it was one. Remember I said it was one sentence. It was just like, what's the manslaughter equivalent for rape or something? You know, maybe you didn't intend to rape someone, but something horrendous still happened type thing. Same with like the manslaughter murder thing. And every single person that replied was thick.
Just
anyone that replied with their own thoughts on the matter was a fucking dickhead, and everyone else who probably got what I was trying to say just hit like or whatever, scroll past whatever, maybe a retweet. But like the people that were going like, oh, what do you call it's called a fucking buckner's, you know, some girl, there's grown women trying to make jokes like, oh, it's called a good old buckner, and you're like, nah, I remember you call the guy Ian Coppinger or something, is that his name, he's a comedian from down south. And someone heckled him and he goes, what? And they said it again and no one laughed. And he went, see, it's not as easy as it looks, this comedy thing, is it? And I remember going, oh, like I jizzed in my pants. And I jizzed in my pants. But it was literally like, see, do you know what I mean? You had a go and you came across like a fucking dildo. Shh. Well, raging. On a lighter note, a couple with identity disorders who have over 400 personalities between them reveal they sometimes do a day without eating because their child alter egos don't know how to cook.
What?
What if one of them was a chef? One of my personalities is a chef and he preps all the food on a Monday and then their child alter ego just fucking goes to the fridge and eats it on a Tuesday. And by the look of these two fat fucking messes, Maybe the odd child fucking non-eating day mightn't do any harm. Of course, your hair's green.
I mean, is that not like the ultimate way just to get out of adult responsibility of life?
Without a doubt. Hey, you can't just turn around and be like, I have a lot of personalities. I mean, I literally do material about something like this. Where like, you can't wake up someday and be like, I have a lot of personalities today. I have a sloth personality, so I'm just going to sit here and do nothing.
Yeah. What? Like, what?
But it's like, you know, it's like, it's, you know, it's like, oh, I identify as a snake today. Like, we'll see how much you identify with it if your fucking house is burning down or something. You know what I mean?
See a quick snap out.
I identify as a baby. Well, we'll see how much identification gets done if I threw you in the sea.
You can't confuse this with like actual schizophrenia where people actually think sometimes they're, you know, there's a different person inside them.
Yeah.
But you usually can't have, it's...
I really don't think you can have 400 personalities. I wish I could have two. I wish I could have one that was fucking calm.
It's more dead on.
I think my dead onness hinders me sometimes more.
I think sometimes people use the fact that they know about all these kind of different disorders now
to just
as
get
an
out
excuse
of
to go, because, do you know what? Sometimes I'm not motivated and I feel very childlike. I must have a personality of a child.
Because everybody's so...
But everyone feels
everybody's
like
everybody's so fucking like, you know,
well, people want
accepting.
Excuse, don't
it's
they?
Just, you're, everyone has to be, everything has to be accepted. You can't... Like, yeah. if it was 10 years ago and someone went, sometimes I identify as a dog, I'm trans species, someone would go, all right, we got to fucking euthanize this cunt. Whereas, like, now it's like, oh, it's Stacey's fucking wild, isn't she? On Tuesday, she's a fucking cat. And we all just have to sit and work or something. Like, oh, yeah, she's a cat on Tuesday. It's normal. Huh? Why can't you just call someone fucking nuts nowadays?
But, like, do you know the way you have all those, like, cosplay things and shit?
Yeah.
Like, most of the time you can look at those. Well, I would look at those going, to me, it's kind of strange. But, all right, do whatever you want. And, like, I'm sure it's quite fun. But that's the thing. When it, like, bleeds into, like, your normal life. Again, not if it's an actual mental problem. But like if people are just doing this kind of stuff, you're going, no. There are times you can do this.
But sometimes there's...
But you can't just go, sometimes this is,
there's,
this is
there's levels
like,
of escapism where you're like, what are you really escaping? It's probably some horrendous shit. Oh, I like to pretend I'm a fucking baby. Well, what on earth happened to you?
Yeah, like, why would that come into your mind at all?
You know, it's like the fucking Michael Jackson thing. You know, I want to be, I want to hang around with kids and all. Because you fucked up, bro. Because of your parents. You're disturbed.
Well, his parents ruined his childhood. So he was always craving this like childhood attention. He didn't have friends as a kid. He was never allowed to be a child. So he craved the attention and playing and the childhood, the fun childhood, the carefree life.
Then a lot of stuff is...
And then, but you're an adult now and it's weird and lines are crossed.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, but then there's... Gotta deal with your shit. There's a fine line between some of that weird shit and then like stuff that's like a fetish.
I know, because like what about people who like dressing up as babies? Where's that?
That's creepy as fuck. Like that's where literally... Where does that come into these people? I would say 95% of that's fucking... childhood abuse.
Is it less weird to have like a fetish to be a baby than for what these people are saying is like, I'm actually a baby that whole day and it's not a sexual thing. It's just I'm a baby today.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to eat and feed myself. And I poo my pants.
If it was real, it would literally come on out of nowhere and you wouldn't be able to predict it. Like you wouldn't be able to be like, I'm up in the shops, hop on your bike, be cycling along, and then all of a sudden I'm like, just hit a fucking tree because you don't know how to steer a bike anymore.
Yeah, you forget how to drive a car and shit.
Fucking games.
I mean, if your mind could actually do that, if that's actually like, they could do this, that's like a ridiculously powerful power to be able to switch your brain into a different being.
Yeah.
Imagine you could do that. Then why not like switch, you know, not that you maybe can do things voluntarily, but use your brain then, your super brain powers to like be more confident, be more successful, run a business,
yeah,
whatever.
Can one of my personalities be like Kevin Hart? Or so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be shit
Why
personalities?
Why can't one of my secret identities be just like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know? That would be useful. Why can't you just do that?
Just say Gary V, no one knows what
Gary
Vaynerchuk.
I just thought I'd say Vaynerchuk. Could be funny.
Just start all your sentences really high. Nobody gives a fuck.
We Gary.
Fucking
who
mad.
Who else would you be?
Dancing around the subjects.
Like, if you could actually do that, if you could just download personalities, it'd be unreal.
Oh, yeah, it'd be class.
It would be unreal. Imagine.
Oh, I'm The Rock. Oh, just, you know, just hugely successful, rich people. You know?
But that's the problem. In real life, you can't do it. You gotta, like... Yeah, I mean, achieve it, which,
you know,
is a really hard thing to do. Achieving,
you know, if
shit.
There are multiple personalities, why can't any of them be good? Well, here's my personality.
Yeah, why are they always something even lesser than what you already are? Aren't they? They're worse than you already are.
Yeah,
which is like
it's debilitating. No one switches up. No one's like, oh, sometimes I run a fucking multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
No, you're stinking weird purple armpit-haired weirdo. And then you're like, oh, I'm a child. Oh, I'm a dog.
Yeah, I'm an old lady.
I mean,
it could
get me out of a lot of fucking sticky problems where I'm doing, like, you know, really bad Chinese accents in public. And they're like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I identify as a Chinese person.
I love fucking Chinese.
Maureen. I would take...
Would you love a Chinese
right now? I would take the salt chai chicken, spread out my foreskin, pour it in, tie it up. Absorb it into my body.
Spice bag? Is that what you call it? A spice bag?
spare tips. Spicy what? Spare tips.
Can it still be... Is it still Easter, kind of? Can we use this as an excuse that it's Easter?
I'll be honest. Now, how much chicken have
Do I have a six-pack yet from the gym?
You look really good.
Thank you.
Can I be honest with you? Well, too small for my liking.
Too small?
Yeah, so right off that wedding, you've a window...
Fatten it up.
Yeah, but you know, we'll do healthy thickening up. We'll lift big weights like we did today. We did a joint session in the gym today.
Yeah.
We did squats. We did a lot of leg stuff.
A lot of lunges, a lot of kettlebells.
I actually should have worn my little knee pads.
I know.
Because I was bashing my knees.
You did say don't put your knees in the ground. So.
You trying to do it with those fucking dumbbells.
How big was your dumbbells? 17.5?
25K.
Oh, fuck right. Okay.
Your knees touched them off fucking ground.
20
like,
each?
25k each.
25?
Or 20? I don't know.
I thought you had 17.5.
I don't know. They were heavy as dick, though. But like,
I had 210s, I was doing 20. Okay, so
if you watch any CrossFitty type things, they all touch their knees in those squats.
I know, but I think he was just saying it just so you didn't smash your knee into the ground. Since,
well, then what was never smashing it in? I was just bumping it off and getting back up.
It sounded like you were kneeling on a box of corn. You know when you like you spill all the cook pops on the floor and then you stand on them by accident.
I know. Like no, it was a good workout, but yeah, once the wedding's over, morning, we'll take you.
Flatten it right up.
We'll take you to Mexico. We'll get you full of tacos and
meat. Oh my god, so many tacos!
And just do heavy squats and deadlifts. And we'll get you all thick.
I know. It's really annoying
you do feel small now. Like if I hold you by the shoulders, you're like,
I'm not small. I'm not a small person though.
You are.
I'm not a small person at all.
You're quite small.
I have a big yoga thing, you know.
You're not. You're definitely not. You have friends that are tall people. True. You're very small, I'm worried.
In school though, I was always the big one. All my friends are like 5 foot. Do you mean? Size 4 feet and all.
One, you're like five what?
Nearly 5'6". So.
And size 12. I mean. Size 12 feet.
Size 6 feet.
Now we'll thicken you up. Anyway, we're just pretty much having an argument about our life right now. And then we'll have an argument about
China. That's the bad thing about losing weight. As a girl, you just lose all the good bits. You lose all your boobs and everything.
Well, I didn't want to be as graphic.
What? Your boobs are bigger than mine.
I know.
That's an absolute joke. They're still there.
My tits?
No, mine. Firm. They're just like normal big boobs. They're not like ridiculously big now, which is good.
Firm, feel
good
that.
For me.
Yeah, we'll fatten you up again. But you know, you
hey, marriage, fatness, fatness forever. Take me as I am.
Thickness, you know, we'll do. Thick. We'll do weights, and we'll get you.
I'm enjoying weights, though. I'm really enjoying it.
Bulking. That's what we'll do. We'll go in We'll go in the just bulking season.
All right. Okay.
You know, we'll get you thick and strong.
Tiny waist, big thick legs.
Yeah, pretty much just do toes to bars and squats and then eat like 4,000 calories a day.
Okay.
Taking big out of protein shits all over the place.
All like in the house.
Isn't it funny? You're like, oh my god, look at this hot chick in the gym. She probably shits like a hippo. Do you know?
Big healthy dumps. Like
just big protein cakes. Ka-dunk.
But that's, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Big old shits. Right, we're getting too deep in this. Maureen, do you want to pick our song going out today? And I jizzed in my pants.
Should I put on a song that we're listening to quite a lot at the weekend? It's a good partying song. Does anyone know a partying song?
What is it?
It's too long to describe to set it right.
Would I know it?
I don't know. I'll put it. I'll show you.
Okay.
Speak among yourselves, guys.
So chat amongst yourselves. Let me plug some shit before we go.
Oh yeah.
Get on to the motherfucking ticketmaster.ie or .co.uk and buy a motherfucking ticket for General Banter Live Podcast. We got some shit up our sleeves. It's gonna be funny as a bastard.
So where do you get them, Ticketmaster?
Yep.
Ticketmaster, you've got T-shirts. Restock of T-shirts?
Got a restock of T-shirts. By the time you listen to this, they'll be available in small.
For 10,000 emails we get a day about where is people this size.
Someone was like, I've been trying to buy a small since forever. And I'm like, bro, there never was a small. So how about that?
But there is a small now. But be reminded, they're quite small. The smalls are small. Like, I would wear a medium. Would I?
No, you would wear a small.
Would I? Okay.
Yeah, if you're a girl somewhere between 5 and 5'5".
If you want it fitted, wear a small. If you want it like more of like a bigger, like slightly baggy T-shirt, medium. If you want it really baggy, obviously you've got
large. I wear a double XL, so if you're a big thicky like me, get the double XL.
It's a double
XL. But then you can't please everybody. People are like, do you do a 4XL? And you're like, if I'm ordering a 4XL, it's for you and that's it, bro.
Hey guys, it's just us doing this, you know?
Jesus Christ.
But you do get some sneaky little add-ons when you get buy T-shirts now.
Oh yeah, you get some stickers fucked in there as well.
Some little bits
fucked on in there.
Do you want to get a Chinese now, Cole?
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep it 100. Now here's the thing. Do you know how much chicken I've had today?
You've had a lot of chicken.
I think I've had about 4.
I've had a lot of protein today. I've had eggs, chicken, loads of those protein balls.
I've had about 4 chicken breasts.
Protein ice cream.
No bullshit. So I might have to get like, I don't know, I'll have a think about it. But whatever.
Chips is nearly where we're on, isn't it? Curry chips?
I don't like chips, really. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
weirdo.
And I, when I got them at the weekend, I was like,
he doesn't like chips. You're actually
they're okay,
a freak.
But like, whatever the fuck.
They were literally the greatest, most tastiest thing ever. They were those amazing
now,
chips
we're
that were like
we're
squishy
to,
and
we're
crispy.
We're going to Bull and Ram tomorrow, and they do beef drip chips. Yeah. Beef drip chips go whoop on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ric Flair drip.
Aye.
Fuck shit. Just fucking
stop it. I'm so hungry right now.
But I'll try and keep it. So this is our
guys,
party tune.
Try not to go drinking. All right? Listening to the song.
Now I'll tell you something.
I dare you.
I dare you. I don't remember hearing this at all. That's
well,
how drunk
we
I
were playing a lot of flip cup to this. Well, I beat you so hard at it.
Can I tell you something? I got laden with a shit team.
Oh, you had a good team. You had Jonesy. You had everyone who were good at it normally.
Listen.
And
see
I won.
See the loss? Right. See the loss? I had no part in it. The game was lost long ago and you won.
Incorrect. There's many times we were actually at the end racing and I won every time.
And
guys, so easy. Such an easy game.
You're like my butthole right now.
What?
Full of shit.
In the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the bag shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the bag shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Seduction in the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.